بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu declared that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is his messenger and the last and final of them, after whom there is no other messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said: ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin rasulallahi wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bikulli shay'in alima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam is not the father of any of your men, is not the father of any man among you, but is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfect knowledge of all things. This is the second in my series of khutab on the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam in our deen, in Islam. And as I mentioned to you before, it is absolutely critical to understand this and to believe it in our hearts with every cell of our being in order to be and remain Muslim. The first thing to remember about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our relationship with him is that we are required to believe in him, not just to believe the message, but to believe that he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, was the messenger of Allah. Believing in him is critical, and we believe the message because we believe in him. To believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essential, because the message is about al-ghayb, the unperceivable. Iman bil-ghayb is the fundamental element of our creed, of our aqidah. Everything depends on that. We believe in it because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. Reflect on this for a second. We believe in everything in the ghaib for one reason only, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. We believe him because we believe in him and believe that he was completely truthful. And so if he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said such and such, then we believe it. His word is the evidence. For everyone else, when there is a statement by anyone, no matter who it is, that statement needs a dalil. that statement needs a piece of evidence to establish it. But the statement of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the dalil. His statement does not need something else to establish it. This is the basic principle of the authentication of a hadith. The muhaddithin check to see if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said that. If he did, they don't go further. To see, for example, whether that statement can be proved scientifically or in any other way. If it is verified that he said it, we believe it. The reality is that our science doesn't go far enough to look into the future. Or, for example, to tell us what happens after death. Or anything of the ghaib. We believe in al-ghaib simply because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about it. If you think about this in this context, this makes the entire Quran also a hadith. Because we believe, for example, that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen is an ayah only because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this is revelation, that this is wahi. It could just as easily have been something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because if you wanted to say right now, all praise and all thanks are for Allah, what will you say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is the word, that is the sentence in Arabic. What makes this the ayah of the Quran to be recited in Salah? The fact that it is revelation. How do you know that? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. This is what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said when they told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi had said that he had traveled from Makkah to Jerusalem and then into the heavens to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that. How logical is that statement? How scientifically provable is that statement? How in any way? The people who doubted, I remember one day Dr. Ali and I were coming back from Amherst, and we were talking about the miracle of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam's miraculous birth. And he said to me, he said, it is a very good thing we were not alive at that time. I said, why? He said, because if we were alive at that time, how believable do you think that was? That here is this Maryam alayhi salam who comes forth with a baby and she says, nobody touch me, talk to the baby, baby will talk to you. How believable was that? People who doubted it, within quotes, their logic was sounder than those who believed it. He said, Alhamdulillah, we were not there at that time. We believe it because for us it is the word of Allah. We are not put into a testing situation where we are supposed to see what is happening there and we have to choose. Is this true? Is it not true? Alhamdulillah. We believe it because this is the word of Allah, Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah, we were not alive when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his Isra wal Mi'raj. There were Muslims who left Islam because of that. Not only the people doubtful, there were people who were Muslims who left because they said, we can't believe this. This is what makes Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as-Siddiq. What did he say when they told him? They came to him, they said, your friend says this. He said, what did he say? He said, he says this. He went from Makkah to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem went into the heavens, came back and so on and so forth, all in one night. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, if he said that, I believe it. He's not saying I believe it. No, he said, if he said that. So what is to be authenticated? Did he actually say it? Now this became the principle, the fundamental principle of authenticating a hadith. Because the truth of the message is based on the position of the messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O Prophet, O humanity, O people, I am Allah's messenger to you all. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. He gives life and He causes death. So believe in Allah and His messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and His revelations, and follow Him so you may be rightly guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized His relationship, this relationship, and commanded, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَعْصِيلًا. Allah said, so that you believers may have faith in Allah and His messenger and support and honor Him. This is a hukum on us. What is our relationship with the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That we support and we believe in him, we support him and we honor him. And glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bukratan wa asila, in the morning and in the evening. The distinction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that he is called a messenger, but he is in fact a teacher. Unlike, for example, Ta'ala Rasulah Alayhi Salam ala al-amthal, unlike a postman, for example, who carries a bag of letters, which he has nothing to do with. He knows nothing about what the letters contain. His job is merely to deliver the letters to the addresses. In the case of Rasulullah ﷺ, the meaning of delivery of the message was to teach people how to live by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam, I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, Islam is the name of a practice, not a philosophy, not a theology, not a theory. It's the name of a practice, for example, like a martial art. To learn it, there is some theory to study and some books, but you learn by practicing under a teacher. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the believers, He has given them a great favor, a great gift, by raising a messenger from among them, reciting to them His revelations, purifying them and teaching them the book and wisdom, for indeed they had previously been clearly astray. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The job of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was not merely to recite or inform, but to inform, to purify the people internally and externally, to receive that information, to explain to them what it means, and then show them how to implement it, what had been commanded. Without the preparation, the teaching, the demonstration, the information cannot be implemented at all. The Messenger ﷺ is intrinsic to the message. The message came to be acted upon, and without him, the message cannot be acted upon and lived by. Islam is not merely a theology or a philosophy, but a complete way of life. The value of Islam and the matter about which we will be questioned is not knowledge about Islam, but whether we practiced it in our lives or not. That is why the agents of Shaitan attack Rasulullah ﷺ, because they know that if they can remove the Sunnah from our lives, they would have effectively removed Islam and replaced it with the desires of people to be manipulated at will until they accompany Shaitan to his destination. This struggle is primordial. The Mu'tazila and their successors, the Quraniyin, they do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately separated the law from the details of its implementation. For example, he commanded us to pray, but he didn't tell us how to do it in the Quran, but sent that part of the message to his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The message is complete only when we take the two together. That is why Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi and others, they said, the book needs the sunnah more than the sunnah needs the book. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Rasul his ni'mah, his blessing on the believers, and not his book, which is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Respect for the book and its message is embedded in the respect for the messenger. One does not exist without the other. It was narrated from Al-Miqdam, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, verily, I have been given the book and something like it with it. But soon a man will be lying replete on his couch and he will say, he will hold it up in his hand, he will say, you should adhere to this Quran. Whatever you find is permitted in it, take it as permissible, and whatever you find forbidden in it, take it as forbidden. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, he said, verily, the meat of tame donkeys is haram, not permissible for you, nor is the meat of any animals that have fangs. And this is in Abi Dawud. So what does it tell you? Neither of these, the hurmat, the prohibition of donkey meat, or the prohibition of eating predators. And in another place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also prohibited the flesh of birds with talons. Neither of these is in the Quran. But we know this is haram. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so. What is in the Quran is the blanket command. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you from, leave it. And fear Allah, surely Allah is severe in punishment. Respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving him, following his sunnah, are the bulwarks against shaitan. To learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to study his seerah with the intention to live in the way that he lived, to mold our character on his, to follow his sunnah in every aspect of our lives, is a sign that we love him. And he said on the day of judgment that we will be with those we love. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Let us make sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our daily practice of goodness. The minimum reward of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam 10 times on the one who sends salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time. Finally, the job of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow him is to convey the message as clearly as possible, fearing nobody other than Allah. Our responsibility is to convey the message, not to convince anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, قُلْ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Say, obey Allah and obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you turn away, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only responsible for his duty and you are responsible for yours. And if you obey him, you will be rightly guided. The messenger's duty is only to deliver the message clearly. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us and enable us to follow the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to live our lives by the Quran and by its explanation, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with the barakah of living in this way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to focus on that which is in our control and ensure that we do that to the best of our ability. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not to waste time on things that are not in our control and to worry about it and to get stressed about it and so on and so forth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our du'as in the way which is full of khair and barakah, and to add to that from His generosity and grace. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. We make special dua especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I want to end with this. I keep getting messages over and over. See what they are doing. See what this is doing. See what he is doing. See what. See and do what? See and do what? What did you expect them to do? Seriously, ask yourself the question. What did you expect them to do? If you expected those people to speak of justice and compassion and be kind and so on, you are insane. What did you expect them to do? My question is, what do you do? What do I do? How many people, don't raise your hand, I'm not trying to shame anybody. How many people today who talk and waste hours talking about, see what they do, see what's happening in Palestine. How many of you prayed tahajjud and in sujood cried tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for His help for the people of Palestine? How many people? What we can do, we don't do. And we say, well, see what they are doing. My brothers and sisters, don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. All of this tafsirah is a waste of time, nothing else. Instead of that, focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus on our lives. Focus on making dua acceptable. Dua is not accepted. Read my lips. Dua is not accepted if your earning is haram. Dua is not accepted if your food is haram. Clear that. Focus on the faraid. Make sure you pray 5 times a day. Make sure you fast in Ramadan. Make sure you don't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with zakat. And then cry tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tahajjud, because that is when Allah descends to the first heaven and He said, I am here, ask me. Don't waste your time on you doing useless things. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.